Blog Talk Radio.
See, lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say,
I just wanna hear you.
Hello.
Hey, we got everybody?
Yeah.
You must have fed them so good, Mom. They just fell out, huh?
That what, ma'am? What she said?
You must have fed them so good, they fell out.
Oh, no. I don't know. No, I don't know why they were sleeping. It's raining hard. They decided they'd sleep while it's raining.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good time to rest.
Rather put on the medicine, so she said she was at the medicine.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all go to church today?
Baby went. I didn't go.
That's another call.
I went to sleep. I slept this morning.
Is that Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, and how are you?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. I'm going to go ahead and start reading out of Genesis while we wait for others to join. And we're still in Genesis 41, and I'm going to start at 46. To the end. Joseph was 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from Pharaoh's presence and traveled throughout Egypt. During the 7 years of abundance, the land produced plentifully. Joseph collected all the food produced in those 7 years of abundance in Egypt and stored it in the cities. In each city, he put the food grown in the fields surrounding it. Joseph stored up huge quantities of grain, like the sand of the sea. It was so much that he stopped keeping records, because it was beyond measure. Before the years of famine came, two sons were born to Joseph by Asenath, daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. Joseph named his firstborn Manasseh and said, "It is because God has made me forget all my troubles in all my father's household." The second son he named Ephraim and said, "It is because God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering." The 7 years of abundance in Egypt came to an end, and the 7 years of famine began. Just as Joseph had said, there was famine in all the other lands, but in the whole land of Egypt there was food. While all Egypt began to feel the famine, the people cried to Pharaoh for food. Then Pharaoh told all the Egyptians, go to Joseph and do what he tells you. When the famine had spread over the whole country, Joseph opened the storehouses and sold grain to the Egyptians, for the famine was severe throughout Egypt. And all the countries came to Egypt to buy grain from Joseph, because the famine was severe in all the world. Amen?
Amen.
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 Right. We don't have any new callers. In the holidays, I don't know if they're going to get more. I'm going to go ahead with the program. If they come on, we'll just blend them in.
Amen.
If you would bow your heads for the opening prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we come to you in one accord, in gratitude, in love, and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask you to destroy and remove any deception in our minds as we bow and worship before you. As written in Hebrews 11, by faith, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. Thank you. Well, Mom, if you would lead us in Matthew 19:26, please.
Okay. Jesus looked at them and said, what with man this is impossible.
With man this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
But with God, all things
are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All righty. Thank you for that, Mother. Let me just do a roll call. We have Mom and Pop, Loretta, and Auntie Betty, and myself, Angela. So we're going to go ahead and start with Pop.
Yes.
Okay, then my story will be a bundle of joy.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing will be tight. We'll be finding Luke 2:6-12. And so it was that while they were there, the day was accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all peoples. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And the message to that is, the time for Jesus to be born had come. Mary gave birth to her son and took the baby, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, wrapping him. And let me start over. The time for Jesus to be born had come. Mary gave birth to her son and took the baby, wrapped it him and left over scrap of cloth, and laid him in a manger. As the birth happened, there was a shepherd nearby who was watching that sheep through the night. Know this, our Lord Christ came in a lonely manner to a lowly couple, to a lowly town, in a lowly room, and the angel of the Lord made the announcement for his two lowly shepherds. As expected, the shepherds were fearful of the sight of the glory of the Lord shone around them. As God always does, he had the angel calm them by telling them not to be afraid. The angel began to tell why he had come to the shepherds. In great detail, the angel explained to the shepherds that the Messiah had been born. He not only told the shepherds the city where they would find the gift of God, but also especially said that the child would be found lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling cloth. And let me turn over. God has a way of giving the people the necessary detail when he wants them, us, to become God has a way of giving his people the necessary detail when he wants them up to be somewhere at a specific time. And we were discussing that specific time, wherever your destination is supposed to be. But like you live in New York, and your destination in Alabama, you got to be in Alabama that time. You well, somewhere else you're going to get there, where you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And that's what we were discussing about. You ain't going to be nowhere you're not supposed to be when God got a place for you to be. So, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Go be done.
Hello.
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 Hello, Miss Allen.
Hello, Miss Bonner.
Yeah. Okay. Glad you could come in.
Thank you. I just got rid of my company.
Okay.
So I'm here now.
Yeah, we've gotten started. Uh-huh. I don't know. Yeah, my daughter's here.
Yes, I've heard.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, we see.
Tell her to come and get
me. Alan.
Hey, babe, how are you?
I'm okay.
I said, come and get me.
Oh!
I wish I was there.
Right,
Andrew?
Yeah, I'll keep saying no.
I had it on mute. I'm sorry. I'm just talking to myself.
I wonder why you were.
I wonder why somebody heard me. It didn't dawn on me. I had the phone on mute.
I don't know.
Welcome, Mrs. Allen. Welcome.
Thank
and we
you.
also had Hubert to join as well. Hubert, would you like? Hubert?
Yeah,
he's still logged on. Okay, well, I just move on around.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, we can.
Okay, I was muted. I'm sorry. Shalom, everyone.
Hello.
Hey.
Greetings.
Great.
Yes, I do have something I would like to share out of Malachi, and Malachi is the messenger of the covenant, and but the messenger of God. I'll be reading out of chapter 2. The messenger of the covenant. Lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and certainly there will come to the people the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts, but who will endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire, or like the fuller's lye. He will set refining and purifying silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, refining them, like gold and like silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Then the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in the years gone by. I will draw near to you for judgment, and I will be swift to bear witness against the sorcery, adulterers, perjurers, and those who defraud the hired men of his wages, even those who defraud widows and orphans, those who turn aside the stranger, and those who do not fear me, saith the Lord of hosts. Surely I, the Lord, do not change, nor do you come to be cease to be sons of Jacob. Since the days of your father, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. You say, how must we return? Does a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. And you say, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings, and tithes and offerings, you are indeed accursed. For you, the whole nation, rob me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me in this, saith the Lord of hosts. Shall I not open for you a floodgates of heaven to pour down a blessing upon you without measure? For your sake, I will forbid the locusts and destroy your crop, and the vine in the field will not be barren, saith the Lord of hosts. Then all nations call you blessed. You will be a delightful land, saith the Lord of hosts. You have defiled me in words, saith the Lord. And you ask, why do we have spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God. And what do we profit by keeping his command and going about in promiscuous ways in awe of the Lord of Jacob? Rather, we call the proud blessed. For indeed he would do a prosper and even tempt God with impunity. Then they who fear the Lord spoke with one another, and the Lord listened attentively. And a record book was written before him of those who fear the Lord and trust his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, my own special possession on the day that I take action. And I will have compassion on them as a man has compassion on his son, serve him. And the reason for the season is Jesus. Amen. May the Lord Amen. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto my God, Yahweh. Toda.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
For that, Hubert. Okay. Mrs. Allen, would you like to share with us this evening?
Yeah, I have to read a few verses from Luke, 2nd chapter, 11th verse. The 11th verse. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in a swaddling cloth, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man. So that's it. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Mrs. Allen.
Hey.
I will go next, and I'm coming out of Luke 11:2, and the title of my passage is Prayer. When we make a commitment to Jesus Christ, God grants us a new walk and a new talk. Talking to the Lord is prayer, but prayer is more than just saying what we feel. Making a commitment to Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit transforms the heart, and from a transformed heart, comes a new desire for what we want and need. What comes naturally to us is living according to the flesh, but Jesus teaches us how to walk and talk in the Spirit. Jesus' prayer is a model prayer that seeks the reign of God's will on earth, Matthew 6:10. Through it, we are challenged to put aside our personal quest for gain, because what is best for us is that God's will, not our will, be done. When we pray daily, we ought to acknowledge God's sovereignty. We ask the Lord to meet our basic needs because we learn it is only through the Lord that we live and move and have our beings. We make a recommitment to the Lord, confessing and repenting of known and unknown sins because we are working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We should also ask the Lord to give us the strength to love others as we want others to love us. We ought to tell the Lord we want to be kept by him and not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen?
Amen.
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 Okay. All right, Loretta, did you want to say something tonight?
Yes. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you.
I'm coming out of Psalms 100. It says, shout with joy before the Lord. O earth, obey him gladly. Come before him, singing with joy. Try to realize what this means. The Lord is God. He made us. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Go through his open gates with great thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with praises. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is always good. He is always loving and kind, and his faithfulness goes on and on to each succeeding generation. Amen?
Amen.
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 All righty. Thank you for that, Loretta. Mother, how about you?
Okay, I will be reading from Isaiah 51:1-11, and the subject is figuring out the ways of God. We are living in the age of information, with the touch of a button and a stroke of a key and the click of a mouse, we can have an entire encyclopedia of information available to us. We can find out just about anything, or so we think. Though we may have marvelous or gettable or information at our fingertips, we still have yet to master one source of information, the way of God, in Isaiah 55:8-9, declare, "For his thoughts are not yours."
Take the word.
"So neither are your ways or my ways, declare the Lord, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." The computer age has yielded on unmeasurable wealth of information, yet human knowledge still remains finite. The infinite knowledge of the Most High God transcended far beyond it. Yet, repeatedly in Scripture, the Lord invites us to partake of unfathomable riches of his knowledge and wisdom. We began to know his mind and heart. To do so, we only need to go as far as his word. Life can be found in the word of God. He invites us to consume it. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Not only it is free, it is a delicate. Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest affair. The word is full of promise for all who are faithful to it. It is so all of the compassion, so powerful that it comes with a guarantee. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the snow and bread for the eater. So if my word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose to which I sent it. Amen.
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 Amen. I have to interrupt right quickly. Say I wish all of you all a Merry Christmas. I'm going to have to cut it short on this end. May the Lord forgive me, and you all forgive me too. And I'll listen to it later on the Internet. Thank you very much, and all of you all have a most blessed Christmas and a happier New Year.
Same to you.
Amen. Same to you.
Shalom, shalom. Wadida. Love you all too.
Angel?
I'm sorry. We had another caller join, Daniel.
Amen.
Can
you hear me? Yes. Hello? Amen.
Hi.
Hey. I'm on a smartphone, so I might be down.
Okay.
I'm trying to mute, so I won't be disturbing nobody.
Okay.
So how y'all
all
doing?
Right.
Everybody doing okay?
Everybody's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I called in today.
Amen.
We're glad.
Amen.
Do you want to say anything while you're talking?
You can call me by name, but I might have something to read by then. But I'm not really ready. But
okay,
all right. I can say something.
Okay, well, then we'll move on around to Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to read from Psalm 128. It says, blessed the ones that fear the Lord, that walketh in his ways, for thou shalt eat the labor of thy hand. Happy shall thou be, and it shall be well with thee. The wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the side of thine house. Thy children like olive plants around about thy table. Behold, that this shall the man be blessed that fear the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children, and peace upon Israel. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that study. Okay. We'll move on around to the sick and shut in. Oh, now you're here. Can shut in. We ask you, Lord, to rebuke all infirmity, affliction, inflammation, sickness, disease of any kind out of and away from our bodies. We curse any infection in our bodies for our family and friends and command them to die at the roots and leave the bodies of our family and friends in the name of Jesus. We ask you now in the name of Jesus Christ to release your healing virtue, your miracle virtue, into the bodies of our family and friends. And we're going to start off with our soul host, Loretta and Simmons, and Uncle Cham, Antonio Nellums, Daryl Nellums, Malachi and Dot, Michael Moody, Denise Moody, Rebecca Rossiter, Mrs. Waters and family, Glenny and family, Alex, Carol, Anya Laitler, Georgia and Ray Coe and mother, Jermaine Dawson, Quentin Haynes and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Mary Lowe, Mary Ann, Wanda, Carol, Al and Charles. I didn't miss anyone. Eddie Avery and Arlene Holiday.
Mm-hmm. Miss Allen.
Okay.
He's dead.
Miss Allen.
Yes, she is. Oh, and we just want to, Lord, we just want you to do your miracles and virtue into the bodies of all of our family and friends, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. We ask you to make them whole. Restore them the way you created them. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Yeah. All right. I hate that Hubert had to leave, but Hubert is celebrating a birthday tomorrow, so we're going to sing happy birthday to him. I also have... Michelle, on the 24th. Mother Nelson, on the 23rd. We have a birthday this week from December the 22nd through December the 29th.
Yeah, December 29th.
That's Fred.
Fred's birthday on 29th.
That's Sunday. That's Sunday.
Also, we have Sean, Keisha's nephew, on the 26th of December. Okay. I will have my grandson sing happy birthday to everybody. I have Darren and Brian. I mean, Trey. I'm going to give him my son name.
Amen. Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Cha cha cha. Happy birthday to you. Cha cha cha. Happy birthday, dear Trey.
Cha cha cha.
Happy birthday to you. Cha cha cha.
Amen.
Thank
you. God bless
you. Okay, now it's time for us to talk about some praises and testimonies, or if you have a song or a poem you would like to share with the team. And we'll start off at the top. Mrs. Allen.
Yes. No song. Okay. Okay, still with Luke, the third chapter and the fourth and fifth verse. As it is written in the book of the word of Isaiah, the prophet saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill brought down. The crooked place shall be made straight, and the rough way smooth. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Miss Allen. How about you, Mother?
I'm going to attempt to sing Joy to the World.
Amen.
Don't tempt, sing it.
Okay. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive a king. Let every heart repent and move. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven, heaven, nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior ring. Let men their song implore. What hills and flood, rock hills and plain. Repeat the sound and joy. Repeat the sound and joy. Repeat, repeat the sound and joy. No more let sin and sorrow grow. No thorn and thieves the ground. He come to make his blessing flow. For as his curse is found, for as his curse is found, for as his curse is found. He ruled the world with truth and grace, and made the nation prove the glory of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen.
Amen. Alrighty. How about you, Pop?
I can see that song a little bit. I might read a little bit.
Okay.
And the pinpoint problem, people. People are different. Some are champions. Some are losers. Some unite, some divide. You will always have two kinds of friends.
those who make deposit, and those who make withdrawal. Your welfare will reveal the true character of those around you. Do not be deceived. Avoid those who do not display the nature of Christ. The worth of any friend can be measured by its contribution to your victory. In the woods, now I beseech you, while them will cause division and offense contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them, for they that are sick serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the heart of the simple. Romans 16:17-18. Amen.
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 Mm.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm. Mm. How about you, Daniel?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
You can.
Amen.
Okay, I'm speaking out the book Justin and I want a little bit. I'm talking about the topic of this one is speak the word daily. Our professions, our confessions is what we say. This is our daily conversation. Do you speak the word in a daily conversation? Nowhere in the Bible does it say only that the truth shall set you free. Excuse me. But it does say you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen.
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 Lord. For that, Daniel. I see you joined again. Did you want to share some more?
You probably want to hear a song.
Birthday. And I missed it.
Oh, well, you definitely got to listen to it. Anything? Okay. How about you, Loretta?
Yes, I have a praise report and a song.
Okay.
My praise report is I give all thanks to God because the devil thought he had me. I'm here in Georgia.
Amen.
Not 100%, but 80%. But if everyone knows my mom, I have shingles. I was diagnosed with that Monday, and I'm fighting it. And I have to read what I read the night I found out that something had came over me. And then I want to end it with a song. And it's in Isaiah 41:10. It says, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah is to our God. Every praise is to our God. God my Savior, God my healer, God my deliverer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Did I hear you back?
Yeah,
I hear you.
Yes, yes. I've asked more minutes on my phone. I was planning on using them all up tonight, but I said tonight is a special night, so I added some more minutes on.
Okay. Do you have any more to say?
Yes, yes. I would like to finish reading out of the book of Malachi, the final few verses, and end with a song. All right.
Okay. Amen.
Okay. Then you will again see the distinction between the just and the wicked. And it's out of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 17. And I will have compassion on them as a man have compassion on his son who serve him. Then you will again see the distinction between the just and the wicked, between him who serve God and him who does not serve him. For lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all the evildoers will be stubble, and that day that is coming will set them on fire, leaving them neither root nor branch, saith the Lord of hosts. But for you who fear my name, there will arise the sun of justice, with it healing rays. You will gamble like calves out of the stall, and tread down the wicked. They will become ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I take action, said the Lord of hosts. I saw Moses, my servant, who I enjoined unto him upon Mount Horeb, statutes and ordinance for all Israel. Lo, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the day of the Lord come, the great and terrible day, to turn the heart of the father to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with doom. If you got God in your life, what more you should be? If you have God in your life, tell me what more do you need? I went to the valley to pray. They're so good that I stayed all day. 'Cause I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need. Stepped in the water was cold, killed my body, but not my soul, because I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Since you're back, don't go anywhere. I'm going to treat you again with my grandsons, Darius and Trey. We're going to sing happy birthday to Hubert again.
Happy birthday to you. Cha-cha-cha. Happy birthday to you.
guys.
Happy birthday, dear Hubert. Happy birthday to you. Sha-sha-sha. Waya. Mama. Mama.
Happy birthday, Hubert.
And happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
South Carolina to Brittany graduation. She graduated from South Carolina University, a Bachelor of Science, and it was very, very nice. And we just so happy that she made this is Carrie's granddaughter.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Okay. Did I miss anybody? I have everybody went around, so Pop, can you help us with the serenity prayer, lead us in the serenity prayer?
Yes. There we go.
Okay.
God grant me.
God grant me.
Surrender to accept.
Surrender to accept.
The thing that I cannot change.
The thing that I cannot change.
The curve to change.
The curve to change.
The thing that I can change.
The thing that I can change.
And the wisdom.
And
the wisdom.
To know the difference.
To know the difference.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that. Mother, could you do the 23rd Psalm for us?
Oh, yeah. Give me here. Give me. Yeah. Matthew, honey. Oh, the 23rd. Oh, okay. Give
her
a moment. Okay.
We have a lot of preoccupied minds today, I see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What book of
the Living Bible?
The Living Bible says, because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He let me rest in the meadow grass and lead me beside the quiet stream. He restores my fallen health. He helped me to do what honor him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me, guarding and guiding all the way. You provide delicate food for me in the presence of my enemies. You have welcomed me as your guest, blessed overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life, and afterward I will live with you forever in your home. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Stop now, Zion.
That's a bit,
of a different one. I'm thinking about this is to tell me this one. And that one is so different. I forgot she told me that.
All right. Thank you for that, Mother. And that concludes our call for this evening. Does anyone have anything else before I close us out in prayer?
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, and may we have a happier new year.
Amen.
Shalom.
Jesus is the reason.
By the Caesar.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's bow for the closing prayer. I'm coming out of Daniel 3:17. The God we serve is able to save us. God does not change. What he has done for others, he will do for you. But you must decide to obey him and not man. You love and trust God. Fiery furnace experiences will ultimately work to your advantage and give God glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Everyone have a safe and blessed week.
Amen.
Enjoy your families.
And same to you.
Amen.
Love you all.
Love you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Birthday, Jesus.
Birthday.
Happy birthday,
Hubert.
That's right, the 20th. When's
Jesus'
birthday? Happy birthday, Jesus.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right. You all. Happy birthday, Hubert.
Happy birthday. I'm peace with you, but thank you very much.
Yeah.
You love the cow, little girl. You love the cow.
Hey, hey,
how about reach out and do it? What goes on? What a day, everyone. Love you.
Love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.